Yesterday in Detroit, Michigan, at Ford Field, where the Detroit Lions play, they had a sellout crowd of 70,000 people. Not obviously for the Detroit Lions. It wasn't for a college football game. Wasn't for a Justin Bieber concert. Wasn't for some type of political encounter. It was for a man who died 60 years ago. Who died 60 years ago in 1957. And that man's name, after yesterday, is Blessed Silanus Casey. Silanus Casey took the next step in becoming a saint and is now Blessed Silanus Casey. He drew 70,000 people, a sellout when tickets went on, in a couple hours. What was it about this man that's making him a saint, that drew 70,000 people 60 years after he died? Silanus Casey grew up, believe it or not, in Oak Grove, Wisconsin, which is right northwestern Wisconsin, right on the border of Viking country and Packer country. He grew up the sixth of 16 children. He did not have an easy life. He contracted a disease called diphtheria at a very young age that left him with a raspy throat the rest of his life, a kind of a little bit of a speaking impediment. At age 16, and when he was a little bit younger, he felt called to the priesthood, but he couldn't become a priest at the time because his family needed him to work. And so at age 16, he worked as a lumberjack. He worked at as a hospital orderly, among other things. At age 21, he actually enrolled at St. Francis de Sales Seminary right here, just south of us in Milwaukee. But guess what? He enrolled there. He was asked to leave because he couldn't pick up on the Latin and the German that the classes were taught in at the time. So he was asked to leave. They said, "We don't feel like you're called to be a diocesan priest. Perhaps you're called to be a religious order priest." And so he prayed a novena to the Blessed Mother Mary in honor of her Immaculate Conception. And on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, he heard a voice in his mind say, "Go to Detroit." In Detroit were the Capuchins. And so he went into the Capuchins in Detroit. At age 33 in 1904, he was ordained a priest. And the parish that he was actually ordained a priest in is St. Francis of Assisi Parish, which is in downtown Milwaukee. You can go there to this day. There's a Capuchin priest that's there. But believe it or not, when he was ordained a priest, he always had trouble with academics. And they ordained him a priest, but he was called a simplex priest, which means that he could not hear confessions and he could not preach. He could offer the Mass, but he couldn't give a homily because they were afraid that the doctrine might not be accurate. And so after he became a priest then he was sent to New York. For 20 years he spent in New York, and there started to be, he started to become known as a healing priest, of having a special charism of prayer and healing. He was sent back then to Detroit, and he lived then in Detroit at St. Bonaventure Monastery. And his job at St. Bonaventure was, his nickname was the doorman, because his job literally was to open the door for people. To open the door and greet the poor, to greet those who are coming by the monastery. And so many people started to hear about the simple prayers that he offered, that healings were taking place, miracles were taking place. And so people began flocking around the country to see the doorman, to see the doorman. Silanus Casey, throughout his life, had every opportunity to kind of give up and say, "Oh, God, I've had enough of you," right? He wanted to become a priest, he got sick. Two of his sisters had died. The first thing. Then instead of becoming a priest, he had to go to work. Then he goes in the seminary tells him to leave. Then he becomes a priest, and then they tell him, "You can't preach, you can't hear confessions." And then he gets assigned, and his job is just to open the door. At every step along the way, he could have said, "What is this? I'm done." But he didn't. God blessed him, and God worked with him where he was at. God bestowed an abundance of grace upon him. You might have known, I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with the process of how to become a saint. After you become a saint, there's a lot of studying that's done of your life. Did you live virtuously? Was there a clear sign of holiness? But the biggest challenge of becoming a saint is that after you die, you have to perform two miracles after you die. And they have to be clearly associated with your intercession. This is very difficult. Silanus Casey, his grave right now, his casket, is at St. Bonaventure Monastery in Detroit. The miracle that caused him to be beatified yesterday took place in 2012. There was a woman from Panama who had a severe skin condition called ichthyosis, which causes severe kind of bleeding and cracking and kind of disfiguration of skin. And the priest that she knew in Panama said, you should go to Detroit and pray. Now, this woman was very involved in her parish, and she went to Detroit, and she prayed at his tomb. She brought, actually, a bunch of prayer cards for other people in the parish and put them on their tomb. That's the custom if you go there. And she prayed on his tomb. She got up and was leaving, and she heard a voice say, "Ask something for yourself." And she went back and she prayed once more on the tomb, and she felt within a warmth that came up within her, a warmth that came up within her, and that she couldn't explain it. She went back to her room then, and she was scared because her skin, like scales, kind of started falling off of her. And she was very worried because she thought it was getting worse. But what happened is as the skin was falling off, it was as clear and as clean and as new as baby skin, completely cured. They sent for her dermatologist in Panama to give tests. He couldn't explain it. They got three dermatologists in Detroit to examine. They said, "This is truly a miracle. There is no other explanation than a work of God." That was Father Solanas' miracle. One of the things that the saints cause us to do is that the saints show that God is real, that God is real. In the gospel, we hear, you know, one's got five talents, one's got two talent, one's got one talent. God gave each a talent according to their ability. On the surface, it looked like Solanas got the one talent. It looked like he got left with nothing, right? But God had given him everything. He had faith and he had trust in God. The servant got in trouble. Why? Because the servant in the gospel held on to it, didn't do anything with it. Solanas, on the surface, it looked like he only had one talent, but he had been given every talent. He had faith and he had trust. God meets us where we're at when we trust him, when we have faith in him, and then we step out and do something in faith. And so we pray for the intercession of Blessed Solanas Casey. We pray that he will become a saint, and we look to his simple example. He didn't do spectacular things. He didn't found religious community. Simple. He opened the door. He opened the door and greeted people with love and prayed with them. We pray for the grace to accept our own call to discipleship, to recognize that even if it looks like we have nothing, with faith, we have everything. Mm-hmm.